Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. We tackle a new topic, have group prayer, and I assign a new task each day. And this is all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is Living Life by Design, Part 3, No Distractions. Living Life by Design, Part 3, No Distractions. And our scripture comes from John 6:38 through 40 and Luke 2:47 through 49. While you are getting your Bibles ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me and the ministry on my website, and that's feelthefire.com. F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Additionally, you can join me live for breakfast by calling in at 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. I have a place for you at the table, so set your alarms now. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. Let's get ready and eat some hot breakfast this morning. We're going to the book of John, chapter 6, verses 38 through 40, and I'm reading from the KJV. For I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Now let's go to Luke 2:47 through 49, also reading from the KJV. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that you sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? What is our topic for this morning? Come on and say it with me wherever you are. Living Life by Design, Part 3, No Distractions. Now, all this week, the Lord has had me focusing on purposeful life with you. On Monday, I taught, an answer delayed is not an answer denied. On Tuesday, Living Life by Design, Part 1, and I focus on helping you to even know and determine that you have purpose. On yesterday, Living Life by Design, Part 2, Get Your Money Right. I taught you about the significance and necessity of a secure financial foundation. I expounded on how to budget and my mother's 10-20-70 financial rule, which has proven very successful in her life. And so on today, we are rounding this teaching out with Living Life by Design, Part 3, No Distractions. Now, in the first scripture that I read for you. That was our foundational scripture for this entire teaching. And the focus of that was really Jesus saying, look, there was a specific reason that I came down from heaven. It was to do the will of him that sent me. In other words, I'm not going through life aimlessly. This time that I have on earth is not a dress rehearsal. I expressly left the throne to come down from heaven to do God's will, which was to give people the opportunity to take hold of everlasting life. In other words, even Jesus had life by design. Then I took you over to Luke 2:47-49, where we now find Jesus as an adolescent, if you will, and he is teaching the older people, the scribes, and all of the leaders in the temple, and his parents are looking for him. So when they finally find him, Mary says to him, why have you had us worried about you? Your father and I have been looking for you all this time. Where have you been? Why have you not let us know what you're doing? And Jesus replies, well, why were you looking for me? Didn't you already know that I have to be about my father's business? As a matter of fact, I know you know, because before I was even born, you received a direct announcement from God through the angel that I had purpose on this earth. I was coming to live life by design, so I couldn't be distracted by you out looking for me. And everything else that's going on here at the temple in everyday life, I'm fulfilling my purpose. I'm teaching the word. So I want to remind you today that in order for you to accomplish what God has for you in life, in order for me to accomplish what God has for me in life, in order for us to live lives that are sustainably and consistently productive, purposeful, prosperous, peaceful, happy, joyous, we have to understand our affirmative roles in living this life by design, by removing or reducing distractions. The way to do that will be through at least four things that I'm going to teach you within this short time. Number one, realize that distractions come in the form of things that you don't need, cannot afford, or cannot change. Realize that distractions will come in your life in the form of things that you don't need, cannot afford, or cannot change. For example, you want this bigger house, but you just got the house that you're in. You want the 2017 car, but you just now made it to a 2012 car. You got to have the best shoes, the best clothing. Everything has to be name brand, and I should have said myself within that because I have a shoe fetish, let me tell you. But you already got a closet full of clothes. You know, I keep an average of about 100 pairs of shoes. I can't even tell you that because I love high heels and I don't like having to wear the same pair of shoes twice. So I love shoes. Now, that's my enjoyment. I don't spend a lot of money on other things, but shoes and purses I love. But my point is sometimes we want things that we don't need. Maybe I don't need another pair of shoes, especially if that will distract from the purpose at hand. If I get to the point where I must have shoes so much that I cannot focus on all the other things which are important in life, that's a distraction. Or when we want things that we cannot afford. Now, I'm not talking about not setting goals or not desiring better in life. Everybody should want better in life. You should always be striving not only to have more than what your parents were able to give you, but to leave a legacy to your kids of more than what you had and to be able to enjoy life. You should be able to get the toys that you want, to have a good time. You know, men like the cars. Those are their toys. Women, we might like our shoes. Maybe you want to go on a trip. It's nothing wrong with that until it gets to a point where it's bogging your life down because you can't afford it. And every day, day and night, all day, that's all you're focused on. And then those things that you cannot change. You don't have the ability to change anyone's nature. You don't have the ability to change your height, You're a man and you're 5'8", but you want to be 6'2". And every day you're walking around envious of every man you see who's 6'2", jealous, you can't focus on it. Every time you look in the mirror, you're disappointed within yourself. You're missing out on all of the great things about who you are because you're too focused and distracted by something you cannot change. You're a female and you're a size 14 and you look awesome. And maybe genetically in your family, everyone is what they call thick or big bone. But you look in the mirror every day disappointed within yourself because you want to be a size 2. It's not going to happen. Even with gastric bypass, you can't get there because that's not how your genetics were formed. And you're distracted by that. So every time you see a size 2 female, you're envious, you're jealous, you're wondering if your boyfriend looking at her, wondering if your husband looking at her. You and your husband can't even enjoy your date out, can't even enjoy your dinner because you still fussing at him about the size 2 woman that he never looked at because he picked you when you're the size 14. Stop getting distracted about things you cannot change. Realize, number 2, that distractions will come in the form of things you like. Distractions will come in the form of things you like. Now, if you ask my son, who's 20 years old, he will tell you that I have, quote, a type, unquote. I didn't realize he felt this way until last year at Christmas. We were talking about this because someone he knew wanted to hook me up, if you will, with somebody. And he said he only has 2 questions that he asks. And if they can't get past these 2 questions, he doesn't go farther. The first question is, well, is the man a Christian? So then the answer was yes. Then he said, what does he look like? And the person described the man. And he said, oh, no, you don't even need to worry about that. My mom has a type. I said, well, what is my type, son? And he hit the nail on the head. They need to be at least 6 feet tall. They're dark skinned, muscular, authoritative, and they're usually bald-headed. And I just started laughing because that is so true about me. Now, brown skin, light skin, I'm sure that's fine too, but that's my preference. It's like innate within me that I am strongly attracted to that type, if you will. Well, sometimes, I could be so distracted by that that maybe there's a man who's 5'11". Or maybe there's a man who's brown skin or light skin, and I'm not paying attention. And maybe this is a blessing for me in my life, but I'm missing out because I'm only focused on what I like. Yeah, I can talk about me, right? Now, but you know you're in there yourself as well. So let's be authentic here. Number 3, realize that distractions also come in the forms of things you don't like. And while you may think, well, it would be easy to turn away, the reason is not. It's because you want to fix everything. You are the project queen or the project king. So if you see the woman or man, for example, and, they say, well, I'm not a Christian, but I'm spiritual. Oh, well, yeah, I like to go out partying all the time. I like to go out drinking. And these are things that you know are not part of what God has in your life. Instead of you just saying, okay, I need to cut my losses and move on, you're going to stay there and try to fix the person. Well, maybe if I take her or him to church enough, well, maybe I can get them to go to Bible study with me instead of the club all the time. Maybe I can get them to stop drinking as much. You are not God. You cannot change someone's nature. You can't fix someone's heart. The Bible says that some plant the seed, others water, but the increase or the change or the growth only comes from God. Now, we can be a light, we can be an influence, we can be a witness, but that ultimate ability to change someone's nature and what they want at that time comes from the Lord. We can pray, we can intercede. So quit trying to be distracted by fixing up people, homes, cars, situations that you know you really don't like or really are not within your purpose, really not within your calling, because you just got to fix something. It is a distraction. And then number 4, and this one is the whammy. Realize that sometimes you are your biggest distraction. Sometimes I am my biggest hurdle, my biggest obstacle. I am the quicksand of my own life. I'm the reason I'm not where I should be. I'm the one blocking my purpose. It's really you two, but I figured if I say me, you could stay tuned in a little longer. Yes, you see, God God's ways are not your ways, and God's thoughts are not your thoughts. But because we want everything only the way we want it, only how we want it, only through whom we want it, only when we want it, we miss out on so many other blessings, people, places, life experiences, so many other things we could be doing, saying, living, enjoying, because it's only got to be our way. You are the reason your marriage is not working. You are the reason your relationship with your boyfriend or girlfriend is not well. You are the reason you and your kids are antagonistic toward one another. You are the reason you can't get a job or hold a job. You are the reason you're always broke. You are the reason you have no friends because you're mean or you're a gossiper, you're a backbiter, you're a backstabber. You are the reason that your ministry cannot grow because you're not fasting and praying, tithing and giving, reading this word, going out to where you're supposed to. You only go if it's 5,000 people in the church. You are the reason that the business you want to start can't get off the ground. You are the reason that the house you've been planning for all your life, you can't acquire it. You're the hurdle. You're the impediment. You're the obstacle. You're the quicksand of your own life, and you're dragging down your future, your present, your legacy, everything God has for you because you're the quicksand. Jesus, wow, I felt that thing. Let me tell you something. You're not God. You don't know the end before the beginning. You better learn how to open yourself up to other possibilities and other people to receiving God's blessings. Like the example I gave you with, well, this is my type. You know, that's something I constantly work on, is trying not to be so caught up in that. Or maybe you're not letting people whom God has placed into your life to help you, to be there for you, to love you, to care for you. Maybe it's even your mate, and you're missing out because you won't allow God to do what he came to do for you. Maybe it's a friend, a job, whatever it is. You will always be stuck in the present or always be stagnant or regressively living in the past. You will never live productively, peacefully, prosperously, in the and purposefully in the future, because you're your own quicksand of life. Very quickly, because our time has run out, I want to share with you something that someone said to me a few weeks ago, probably about a month ago, but something that just hit me to the core. So there's this person I know, care about deeply, who received some type of medical diagnosis. And those of you who know me know that I'm not only an evangelist or an attorney, but I'm also a registered nurse. I've been in healthcare for over 20 years, starting when I was in the military. And so the person received this diagnosis, and everyone who knows me knows that I go 200 for the people that I love and care about. I don't just go 100. I give everything. So I was wanting to be a part of the person's diagnosis, the treatment, the recovery. I wanted to be a part. And so I was trying to express that. Let me help you. There's nothing you're going to tell me that I don't know about, that I can't tell you, you know, this is what you can do about it. I will help you. I will not just in prayer, but I will help serve you. I'll help do whatever you need. And, you know, if you know me and if you've ever read my law office website that goes back to my history, you see I've been extensively successful in healthcare. And really, if I love you, if I care about you, there is no doctor. There is no nurse. There is no case manager. There's no advocate. There's nobody you're going to find who is going to be more vested in you and holistically helping you, treating you, serving you, loving you, praying for you than me, because for them, you're a patient. For me, you're my life. And so I was trying to express this, and I will never forget these words, and then we're going to go into prayer, because they cut me like a knife. And everyone who knows me knows that's kind of hard to do because I always, you know, keep a wall up. But the words were, I cannot take you on this journey with me. And I just felt like someone hit me in the chest. You know, like a man hit me in the chest with his fist and just knocked all the wind out of me. That's how I felt. Wow, here I am. Everything that you need, I got it. Everything that you want, everything that's been purposed for you, it's right here looking at you. And I want to help. This is what I do. Not only who I am, what you're going through is what I do. But you won't let me help. So what could I do? Sometimes you are your own quicksand. You're your own impediment to receiving everything God promised you, purpose for you, had for you. Because you block your own blessings. Let's go into prayer. Dear Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. What could we render to you, Lord? For all of your goodness, graciousness, mercy, generosity, love, forgiveness, compassion, empowerment for us and of us, through us and to us. God, I mean, really, you are so awesome. My words, all of my vocabulary, it is not expansive nor extensive enough to quantify nor qualify who you are in life. We ask the forgiveness of every sin. We ask that you create in us a clean heart, renew in us a right spirit. Lord, come in and help us to not be so distracted that we lose the focus of what you have for us in life. Help us, Lord God, to not get distracted by what we don't need, what we can't afford, what we cannot change. Help us, Lord, not to be distracted by only focusing on those things that we like. Help us, Lord, not to be distracted by becoming the project queen or king and trying to be distracted and focus on the things that we don't like. Help us, Lord, not to be our own worst enemy, our own impediment, our own hurdle, obstacle, quicksand, our own reason that we don't have our root, we don't have our Boaz, we don't have the home we don't want, we don't have the blessings we don't want, we don't have the careers, we don't have the jobs, we don't have the friends, we don't have the relationships with our children, we don't have the health, we don't have the joy, we don't have the things we want. Help us not to have that be our status quo in life, because we are our own worst enemy. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to empower us today to realize that what we want, what we need is standing right there, ready, able, willing, waiting. If we are willing to move ourselves out of the way so that we can live life to the fullest and live life by design. Now, Lord, bless everyone on this broadcast. You know every need, and I come in agreement in Jesus' name. Amen. If you are not saved, if you are in a backslidden state, I invite you to know the Lord. Please repeat after me. Dear Lord, I come in the name of Jesus, asking the forgiveness of my sins. I repent of them now. I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Please make sure you get into a good Bible-believing church. Our time has run out, so I won't do any announcements for today. What I will say, it reminds you, is call in 323-870-4180 Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If for any reason you missed this live, it is posted on my website at 8 a.m. Eastern. Please go back and get this hot breakfast. I leave it on the stove for you every day. And share this word with someone else. That's feelthefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Don't just get your hot breakfast. Make sure other people are fed as well. This is the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues. I mean, this is some good word. I'm feeling this right now. Tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. I love you, everyone. And then your task, our topic for this morning is Living Life by Design, Part 3, No Distractions. Your task for today is to get out of your own way. If you will get out of your own way today, you will be amazed at what you will see happen today and over the next few days. You will experience and live a life that you've never had, that you've only dreamed about. If you will do what God has told you to do and what you purpose, get out of your own way and receive the blessings God has for you today. I'll meet you for breakfast in the morning, 6:30 a.m. Eastern. This is Evangelist Roxy Williams. Go to feelthefire.com. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah.